Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. It's hour number three on a Magic City Monday. And of course, we are NBA heavy. So let's get to it as these playoffs continue. Rob, the Knicks down 67-62 with about 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Look, they're in the game, but they've been trailing throughout by about this margin, maybe a little bit more. And nobody on either team is really completely going off. Jimmy Butler's got 16. Bam Adebayo, 18. For the Knicks, Jalen Brunson's got 15, Julius Randle 14, RJ Barrett 12. Rob, it's win or this series is over for the Knicks.
100%. They had a golden opportunity, Chris, when they beat Cleveland. And you look at Miami, you're right, Tyler Hero. And then, and other than Jimmy Butler, can we defend him and let one of those other guys beat? I don't even
double
get
the
it.
Double.
I dare you. Go ahead. Put up the shots. Somebody's open. We'll let them shoot. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with
you. That would have been my game plan. I'm sorry.
And I'll give the others for the Heat credit. Max Strus and Gabe Vincent, two undrafted guards. They have hit shots. They have done well, but I haven't seen teams take the ball out of Butler's hands enough. Now, granted, tonight he's not going off, but still, he's obviously the heart and soul of that team. And, Rob, I'll tell you this. I was saying during the season when the Knicks looked like they were a pretty decent team, if they could beat Cleveland in the first round, which I didn't think they would. I thought they had a chance,
either.
But I picked Cleveland. But if they could beat Cleveland in the first round and then play, say, Milwaukee, which we all thought would be there, to say six games, right, and lose, that'd be a great season. That'd be a building block season. Rob, if they lose to the Heat, maybe in any amount of games, but particularly five, maybe even six.
Would you say it's a step back? Is that what you're saying?
I kind of feel that way.
Wow.
This is a team. I mean, first of all, the Heat were the eighth seed. You're the fifth seed.
No, I get that. But the Knicks hadn't won a playoff series, Chris, since, say it.
2013?
No, since. What do I say? What do I always say?
Oh, Louisiana Purchase
was in escrow, right. You know, like, it's been a long time.
Yes.
So you know that. So people are like, it's been like almost a decade before they had won a series. So I can't say it's an official step back because they did do that. But I would look at it as a missed opportunity, a golden opportunity to run with something, you know, especially with Milwaukee out of the way. Chris, they were out your way. There was a path for you.
Right. And here's where I'll say.
And don't they have a better record against Boston, too? Didn't they, like, play?
Yeah, they were 3-1, I think, against Boston.
And I'm not saying they would have beat Boston for sure, but, Chris, they would have been on the cusp of maybe getting to the finals.
They would have had a shot. And here's what I'll say. I agree with you. You can't call it a step back, period.
No, you can't.
But, Rob, I think it is an emotional and mental step back. You get what I'm saying? Where you, if you just lost to Milwaukee, you go in the next season feeling like we're building something. Right? We're excited. Maybe you add a few pieces because obviously they don't have a championship team, but we're building. Now, if you lose to the Heat, do you really feel like you're building? An eight seed, right? See what I'm saying? Like,
I mean.
Like, a mental, I get you, because they haven't won in so long. Yeah, you won a playoff series. Congratulations.
Right.
But emotionally, spiritually, what it does for your, you know, the feeling within your team and organization is it's a downer. And here's what I mean. Like, here's the positive equivalent of that, Rob. Let's say, like, if they win this series. And let's say they even lose to Boston in the conference finals or somehow get to the finals and lose. Rob, to me, the Knicks would be like Atlanta from a few years ago. Remember when Trae Young got into the conference finals? They actually beat the Knicks in the first round. Now, we all knew that team wasn't nearly as good as their destination was, right?
But they played well.
They played well, but we knew they weren't one of the best two teams in the East. And I think that's what it would be like with the Knicks. So that's a wildly successful season if they somehow got to the conference final. But I think it would be fool's gold. I don't think they're that good. But, hey, you take it, right? You play the games and see how far you can go.
Yeah. I think though, if you're the Knicks or Knicks fans, and, you know, I got buddies of mine, Chris, who just live and die with the Knicks. You know, there's a lot of New Yorkers who have just endured, and they still believe in their team, Chris, after all these years.
A long-suffering Knicks fan.
Yes, I just shake my head at them, and any little glimmer of hope, they're excited. And they're bothered that this series is where it is.
Right.
They are.
They should be.
Because they feel like their team is better.
All right, Rob. So tonight, the nightcap when Knicks Heat is done, and they're within three, so they're trying to hang. Now it's
six.
Back to six. Yeah. The Warriors at the Lakers. You and I both think the Warriors will win. I said today, Rob, despite the 30-point blowout in Game 3, I still think from what I've seen, I know they haven't played better. I think the Warriors are better. Now, tonight, if they lose, I won't fully write them off like I will the Knicks, but it's essentially over, right? It's probably over. To beat LeBron three straight times, I don't see that really happening. But I think the Warriors are the better team. And I thought they were getting good shots early in game three. Obviously, they won game two going away. They lost game one close. But I thought, I think the Warriors at times, I guess maybe similar to Boston, but there's no excuse for the Warriors because they're so experienced, or at least maybe that is the excuse, right, that they've done so much. They get too cute. They let their foot off the gas. They make careless mistakes and turnovers. And I thought that's what happened in game three. They were up 11 in the second quarter. Klay's hitting shots. Steph's doing well.
And then they fell apart.
Right. I don't think the Lakers made them fall apart.
Right. What did they do?
They fell apart.
They fell apart. I'm with you on that. I didn't understand it. They were playing fine to me. And all of a sudden, they let the Lakers go on. I know I'm making up the number. A 30 to 8 run.
And they turned an 11-point deficit into an 11-point
lead at halftime. 30 to 8 when Steph Curry's on your team and Klay Thompson. Stop there. I don't need to name anybody else. Right?
You're absolutely right. And they start throwing the ball all over the park, the yard, the gym,
whatever you
want to
call it. Yep.
And then, you know, Draymond, of course, loses his cool, gets a T. Jermichael Green gets a T. Moses Moody gets a flagrant foul. And, Rob, it was a parade to the foul line for the Lakers. Now, tonight, I think, and you talked about this before game two, and, you know, neither of us thinks the NBA is fixed.
I've never said it.
Right, absolutely. But I think they'll let Draymond play tonight. How about that? He only played 23 minutes in game three because of foul trouble. He picked up two quick fouls within less than 6 minutes, Rob, and he's on the bench.
Well, you know how it is. I mean, and those things happen. And I think you're right because they won't call it as close. They can't do that again, Chris, where he's out of the game.
Yep.
Like, I'm not saying that there's some memo that came down from the headquarters. Right. But the referees know what's going on. Could you say that? They know.
Yes, and Rob, look, you know, it's the same thing with holding in football.
Yep.
There's contact all the time.
You could call holding on almost every play.
Yeah.
Almost.
And so what you want is just them to be consistent. And I think tonight, I mean, we've seen the huge free throw discrepancies in games 1 and 3, which the Lakers have won. And I get it because the Warriors are obviously more of a jump shooting team. They don't go to the hoop as much. And the Lakers are big and they go to the free throw line.
But they're still
a lot.
It's still a big number.
It's still huge. And that was, Rob, that was a huge part of that run in the second quarter that you mentioned, 30 to 8.
Right.
And so I think they'll allow Draymond to play tonight. And, you know, the Warriors have been around the block, obviously. They know, just like you and I know, that this is as close as it gets to a must win when you're not in an elimination game. And so I think they come out tonight, play well. I got to be honest, Rob. I am surprised. I was going to say baffled by their decision to start Gary Payton II, because it's one thing to go small, as Joe Vardon said, and they went in game 2 and 3.
Right.
This is going tiny.
It's so small, I think that he's going to come out in a Volkswagen Beetle, Chris.
You know what I thought you were going to say.
What?
I can't say it. I don't know if it's off limits.
No.
But it's what you were saying. It's what you were saying about the Rams Super Bowl parade.
Okay.
I'm just staying away. I don't know if it would fly or not.
But I'm not going to.
That was you didn't say that. Did you say that on the air?
No, I said that at the comedy club.
Right.
Yeah. Chris, Rob told me during the break, he said Bob Huggins can't have today to himself. I need to say something that's going to put me on the front page.
Did you see Bob Huggins' comments, Chris?
Yeah. I mean, what was he thinking?
Some of these guys. And then again, the guys on the radio just let it fly. Oh, Bob Huggins is the best.
I don't know. I don't understand that. I mean, you just got to know now that you just can't.
Some guys, they just can't help it. They just can't help it. I know. They throw them around, boy.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Simple question, who you got tonight, the Warriors or the Lakers? It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable, so get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, it is time for you to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Who wins tonight, Warriors or Lakers? Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Jerome and Charleston. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Yes, hello.
How are you?
The Warriors are ripe for the picking, okay? I'm convinced of it. I don't know if the Lakers can fulfill the deal, but the Warriors are ripe for picking. And Vida Blue should be in the Hall of Fame. If they put Phil Rizzuto in, why can't they put Vida Blue?
Because Phil Rizzuto was not voted by the writers. Phil Rizzuto was a...
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but it's not...
It's Hall of Fame.
But all I'm saying is there is a difference. Some guys have gotten in, and you're right, Jerome. I'm not disputing it, but I'm just trying to say don't blame the writers on everything. A lot of those guys are veteran committee guys that are questionable. Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame, Chris. You know I'm not with that.
Yeah.
It's easy to get into baseball.
You know, it pains me. I can't even fight back.
Right. I know it. Who was it that got in last year?
Scott Rowland.
Yeah, come on.
It pains me. Pains me. All right.
I'm waiting for Freddie Pottek.
Yeah, all right, Freddie Pottek. Chris, who's 4'11", Freddie Pottek.
Right, right.
let's go to Sean in Wisconsin. Sean, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
What's up?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Man, great.
So I think it's do or die for the Lakers tonight, honestly.
Really?
For the Lakers or the Warriors?
You said Lakers.
For the Lakers? No, for the Lakers.
Why is that?
So if they lose, well, look, go ahead, explain.
Yeah. All right.
So my reasoning is LeBron's never lost a 3-1 series, so if they win tonight, they're going to win. I think if they lose tonight, they give home court back to the Warriors, and then you give arguably the two best shooters ever home court advantage that can get hot at any moment.
Well, look, you're not out of bounds saying basically whoever wins tonight wins the series. I can get with that. I mean, I don't know if I fully – I think the Warriors are going to win the series, and I think they win tonight. And I think if they lose tonight, I wouldn't write them off 100%, Rob, but it would be pretty much over. Yeah, LeBron and AD three straight games, that's just hard to find.
That would be a total collapse by the Lakers.
Right.
I mean, it would have to be. That LeBron can't win you – him and AD can't win one game, Chris?
Right. Yeah, that would be huge. They came back against OKC, Durant, and Westbrook, but that was years ago. And I don't know. It's hard to see somebody doing that to LeBron. But, that's not a bad call, Rob. I heard that from somebody else, too.
Yeah. Let's do Gary. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, G?
Yeah, I think this is a must-win for both teams, for the Lakers, because this is the only series that's being played every other day. I don't think they can keep this up. And so, they're old. And also, the fact they're starting Gary Payton shows you they're not scared of AD. They're more scared of D'Angelo Russell.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I go that far, but I agree that I assume Payton's going to be on Russell.
Right. They need somebody to slow him down.
Yep. Because, I can live with LeBron's going to get 20 to 25. AD, we'll see. I mean, Rob, I don't think we get 11 and 7. I think he's going to play solid, but, I mean, Rob, they out-rebounded the Lakers by 15, I think, when they went small in game 2. That should never happen with Anthony Davis on the floor.
Yeah, that's
especially
ridiculous.
Against a small team. But I will say this about small, Rob. Nowadays, there's more long rebounds than ever because they shoot so many threes.
Right, you don't have to be a big guy to get rebounds because the ball is coming out far, Chris.
Yep. So we'll see, but it's going to be an interesting game. That's for darn sure. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox. Who you got winning tonight, Lakers or Warriors?
That's it on the calls there. So let's.
All right, so we'll move on. But Rob, so you got the Warriors? Why?
Yeah, I just think that. They have to win. I don't say the series is over, but for them to win three in a row is going to be tough. It just is. The way that they've played, Chris, some of the bad games that they've turned in.
Yep.
They struggled in the first round with the Kings. You know, it's not like, oh, well, they just turned on their great team and they won the championship last year. No, they struggled with the Kings.
Right.
And they've struggled with the Lakers in certain situations. So this becomes this is who they are. They're not last year. They're this year. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And they may be last year because last year, remember, they had some struggles. They got – I mean, they won a championship. Obviously, they deserve major credit. But it wasn't like they were just, you know what I mean, a world beater.
Right.
Yeah. And so we'll see tonight. They definitely need to get this win. What do you think, Rob, of the way LeBron's playing? Because, you know, Draymond said he's playing differently than he's ever seen him play before. And I agree with Draymond. I mean, we're used to seeing LeBron dominate the ball and essentially be involved with every possession. I actually like the way he's playing because I think he's fitting in to the system rather than making everybody fit around him, and he's getting guys going. He helped get D'Angelo Russell going in the first quarter of game three when he had 13 points. LeBron had a few assists to him. He helped AD get going, had an assist to him too. So I think LeBron is playing in a way that allows his teammates to shine, not just one or two, but all of them if they're hot. And I actually think that's it's easier on him too because he doesn't expend as much energy at this age.
Well, and it's worked because of the way that the lopsided nature of the games that they've won, Chris.
Right.
So it's worked, but what happens, and I don't know, if it's a different game and they're closer, do you know what I mean?
Like I think he tries to, or to some degree, I think he begins to take over.
Don't you think that like?
And I think that's understandable. I mean, right. Rob, that's what Jordan used to do.
Right. You
remember Jordan would get his teammates going early, and he then, I mean, he obviously would score throughout the game too.
Right.
But he was the closer. Right. I'm closing this deal, and everybody knew it. And so I do think that's what LeBron would do. If Abel, Rob, you have seen, and again, this also speaks to Golden State going small, they're going to try to run the Lakers off the floor. And we see AD and LeBron huffing and puffing during timeouts. Like, those boys are worn down.
Right. And that's why they should be doing what they should be trying to do that.
Yep, exactly. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, we broached the subject with Joe Vardon last hour about LeBron James' son, Bronny James, going to USC. He's a star basketball player, big-time recruit. And, Rob, I thought it was great. You could see LeBron's genuine joy from his son being the first member of his family to go to college. And that's huge, you know. And I don't know if people – obviously, we all remember LeBron going straight out of high school. But I think people probably forget that he didn't go to – you know what I mean? Like, they know he didn't go to college, but they don't think of it that way.
Right, you know, right, because of his wealth, but right. It is a big deal to have your kid go to college, and even if it's not for the entire ride or if he, you know, completes it or whatever, Chris, but it's still, you know, there's certain qualifications you got to do to get to college. Everybody doesn't go to college.
Right, right. And it's an example for his younger brother, Bryce, and his younger sister, Zuri, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's great. And then LeBron, you know, he's obviously talked for a few years now about his desire to play with Bronny in the NBA. Here he is addressing that and his son going to college.
First of all, congratulations to my son on his next journey and picking a great university, USC. You know, I'm proud of him. This is an incredible thing. I told Mike after the game, unless it was like one of my, you know, great grandmothers or great grandfathers or someone that I was way before my time, to my knowledge, this is the first one out of the James gang to go to college. Obviously, his dad didn't go to school. His mom didn't go to college. You know, I think my mom stepped on campus for a little bit, you know, maybe a community college or something, but she had my little ass running around, so she couldn't spend much time in the classroom. 19 years old, she couldn't do that. I was three. So it's very, 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 very exciting, very humbling, and great moment for our family. You know, it's just super cool. He's a great kid. USC is getting a great kid. Obviously, he's there to play basketball, but, you know, they're going to be super surprised how great of a kid he is, even though they've been recruiting him for quite a while.
Yeah, I wanted to hear LeBron talk about how, you know, he wants to play with Bronny. And Rob, he said that's just because that's his dream doesn't mean it's Bronny's. And what's most important is not what he wants, but what Bronny wants. And so I was glad to hear that, Rob, because, look, obviously, I mean, from what we see on the outside, it looks like LeBron's been a great father. to his children. And that's nice to see, because a lot of times, Rob, somebody, you know, with such a high profile, sometimes they just don't have as much time or don't make as much time to spend with their kids. Sometimes, not all the time. But clearly LeBron is there, and that's awesome. But one thing I've said on this show and others is, Rob, I think sometimes he's pushed it a little too hard. The narrative of, I want to not only play in the NBA with Bronny, but be on the same team.
And let me say this, Chris. Also, at one point during the playoffs or late in the season, do you remember when he put out that tweet about how much better Bronny is than all these bums in the NBA or whatever? Well, I thought that was, what are you doing? Like you can feel good about your son, but why would you put that out there?
No, that's fair.
Right?
Because Bronny, as great as he is right now, I don't even want to say it, but you know.
Right.
You know what you LeBron know. Was.
Right, right.
That's all I'm saying. But I feel you. And I think number one, let Bronny get, if he gets to the NBA.
Right. It's not guaranteed.
No, it's not guaranteed. But if he does, let him come when he's ready and when he wants to. Rob, first of all, he might not be ready after a year. Or he might love college. Rob, I loved college. I imagine you did too.
Oh, I did.
Right? And I loved my 4 years. It's only 4 years. I enjoyed it. And here's the thing, Bronny. Now, look, it appears like his dream is to play in the NBA. So he might, if he's ready and good enough after 1 year, my guess is he would go. But Bronny also, unlike a lot of guys, Rob, including LeBron, when they go to the NBA, it has nothing hit for him. It's not going to be about money. Right? He don't need to go to the NBA to make all that money. He can make the decision based on, what do I really want to do? And we've seen a few guys stay in college. Didn't Matt Leinart say he was? Now, he obviously didn't become a great NFL player.
That's the one that went awry.
Right, he enjoyed college. And look, I think, unfortunately, now it went awry for Matt Leinart. But sometimes, Rob, the longer you stay, the more they do scrutinize you in it, right? Like, they start picking your game apart.
And that's what happened, Chris. Remember, he was going to be the first overall pick, Matt Leinart, and he dropped to, Rob G, 10th?
10th, I think.
Right, I think he dropped down to 10th. And then, you know, like, you were at the top, Chris. I understand you love the college life and USC and all that, but when they tell you you're the first overall pick in the NFL draft, I'm sorry. You got to go to the pros.
Right, I feel you.
And Bronny, Chris, here's the other thing. His NIL money, what is it? It's valued at $7.2 million.
Right.
I'm shortchanging him. $7.6 million, Chris. Where are you going? You don't have to go anywhere.
Well, that's the thing. And again, my bet, and I'm sure you probably agree, is if he's like a lottery pick and, you know, all that projection, he'll go after a year. But my point is,
and the only guys, Chris, who would make more than him are the top three picks. Everybody, you know what I mean? Like he would make more than everybody else if he stayed.
Staying in NIL.
Yes.
So I also think, Rob, and maybe Bronny does want to play with dad, and that'd be great.
But I also can see, Rob, I
love my father, you know that, and he passed in December, and I had a great relationship with my dad. I mean, I don't think I'd be dying necessarily to play with him if he had been in professional basketball or football, any player, right? I mean, because I think I've had friends whose dads were professional athletes and growing up with them. And a lot of times, you know this, right? A lot of times, some of them don't even play ball.
Right.
Because, you know, it's a lot to live up to, or you want to establish your own identity.
And you could say this right now, without even asking them or talking about it. Michael Jordan's boys growing up, Chris, what they must have been through. Do you know what I mean?
He even said it, remember?
Yeah.
Didn't come out necessarily the most gracious way. But
you know what I'm saying.
At his Hall of Fame speech, yeah.
Yeah, painful. You know what I mean?
I mean, Bronny and the kid, they seem very well adjusted, which is great. But Bronny's huge. He also, Rob, there's no doubt. It's important, actually, to establish your own identity.
And here's the other thing, too. Ken Griffey Jr. played with Ken Griffey, Chris, in baseball.
Right.
But the difference was Ken Griffey Jr. Yes. was the star.
Yes.
Not the
yes.
dad. Dad had played a long time. Chris, he was a pinch hitter off the bench.
Yep.
And that worked because Jr. was the star.
Right. Right. So there's no question, is he here because he's really good or right. because dad was really good?
It was because Jr. was very good.
Right. And then you're not in his shadow. If anything, he was in Junior's shadow.
Exactly. And it was just like, hey, we need a left-handed pinch hitter. You know what I mean? And yep. why not? Why not yep. get Ken Griffey, who had a good career as well, his own right, you know, the right. father, right?
Right. And so I just think, look, again, maybe I'm wrong. Bronny might want to play with his dad, and that would be wonderful. But he also might want to establish his own identity, create his own path. It seems like he definitely wants to play in the NBA, but you know, he wants to do his own thing. And I don't know that, LeBron's smart. He'd probably give him space, but you know, I'm going to be wanting to go do my thing, do my own thing.
I think LeBron pulling back on this, Chris.
I thought that was good.
But it might be a window into realizing that maybe Bronny, you know what I mean? Doesn't want that
right.
smoke. Like he, because right. before it was all about, you know, all the talk was about him playing with Bronny, and then all of a sudden right. for him to put that out there, maybe just said like, Dad, don't put that on me. You know, like, if it
or
happens.
Or maybe the, I mean, again, look, I don't want to get in their personal business right. all that, but maybe Savannah.
Right.
Just,
said, don't
know,
do
hey,
that.
Let's
right.
let him do, you know, if
it
works out,
if it happens,
great,
it works out, it would be yeah. great, but let him do his own thing, and let's right. not put too much pressure on him or set it up to where people are going to not like him. You know what I mean? Or feel like he's entitled.
Right. Right. And like you said, we said it with Lonzo Ball. Go at him.
Go at him.
Because while they can't get the best
anything.
Of LeBron,
right.
but they might be able to get the best of Bronny.
Exactly.
You know? And so, yeah, and I, like you said, the bottom line is I'm glad LeBron said what he did. It was nothing wrong with it. It was great. He's going to give his son room and space to grow. He's great, giving him great opportunities, and he's maximized them, it seems. And so hopefully that continues. But I was glad to see that, Rob, because, you know, you want to see Bronny do what he wants. And again, it might be, yeah, man, that would be great for me and Dad to play together on the same team. And maybe it's like, it'd be great to play in the league together, but I want to be on my own team, you know? So we'll see. But I'm glad LeBron is going to let Bronny kind of decide that. So, all right, baseball had an incident, Rob.
It was bad, Chris, too. It was bad.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. It's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun. But then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
It's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios wrapping up a Magic City Monday. That was a Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They will help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, do you want to share this story? Or Rob G, you want to tell it or kind of set it up?
Yeah, Rob G, can you set up the
Glenn Kiper incident?
Yes, Glenn Kiper, who's been a longtime Oakland A's broadcaster, had a terrible situation happen on the air, Rob G.
Yeah, that's the understatement of the day.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know how to say it, but God.
So he was, during the pregame broadcast, was referencing that they had visited
Negro
League Museum.
Yes.
But instead of using the word Negro, he used the
N-word.
Derogatory version of that word. And if you can, watch the clip if you can, because what made it interesting was that his co-host sitting beside him was like clapping it up, like, yeah, it was great. Didn't even notice that word had slipped out of his co-host's mouth. And in the wake of that whole ordeal, he has been suspended by the team, or by the network, until further notice.
Chris, I made a call up to the Bay Area to talk to people, you know what I mean, in the A's yep. organization, because, you know, we don't know him. We don't know
right.
him. I don't know,
right.
I don't know him.
Right.
His brother had a big, you know, good major league
brother,
career.
I remember his brother.
Dwayne Kiper. And yeah. he's the Giants announcer, Chris. He works over with the Giants. But anyway.
Watch your mouth, Dwayne.
Please, my God. But, Chris, the one thing I'm going to say is, as a broadcaster, you're supposed to I'll give you the perfect example. You know this. We're not telling any secrets. Charles Barkley cusses like a sailor in real life, Chris.
Right,
am I right or wrong?
No, you're right.
I don't know. Unless they're bleeping him on TV, it don't come out, right?
Right.
Because he knows he's on television.
Yep.
You can't. That word can't come out of your mouth. I'm sorry. That word, you got a camera in front of you, a mic. You're holding a microphone, Chris. How does that word come out of your mouth on television?
Look, I obviously don't know him. What I think, and I could be wrong, I'm speculating, for you to say that the way he did, Rob, and not even notice.
Right. Like you would have, Chris, he could have said, stopped and said, oh my God, what did I just say? I'm apologizing because I don't know how in the world that could have ever come out of my mouth. And you know, in connection.
And that would sound crazy, right?
Right.
How in the world. But, Rob, for you to say it, I might be wrong. I don't know. But it makes me feel like you say that a lot.
You must.
Right. Because why, in the, if you don't say that, how does it slip out of your mouth?
I'm with you. I just couldn't imagine saying that word if I don't use that word.
Right.
That's I just like, where would that come from? That term and you know, I mean, I know people are saying, oh, it's a slip of the tongue. There are slips of the tongue, Chris. I don't think that's a slip of the tongue. That word is so...
I mean, I don't think he did it on purpose.
No, trying to be funny or trying
to slip in something racist. But like I said, if you say it like that and then you... I mean, this is... Say it, period. But and you don't notice it, it just makes me feel like that's... You say that quite a bit. And... Rob, we talked about an incident a few years ago when a broadcaster, I don't know if he texted or tweeted the N-word.
Right.
White broadcaster for an NBA team. And I was talking to someone in the organization about it, an African-American. And I said, probably he tweets or, you know, he texts that word a lot.
Right.
And now it's in your phone. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times your phone will put in words that you text a lot once you start with certain digits.
Remember I told you whenever I say, what I respond to a lot of people, Chris, a lot, is cool. But I spell cool with a K.
Yep.
So my phone will go to that. Do you know what I mean?
Once you start typing in K-O or something, it'll go to cool.
Because right. I text that all the time.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
I mean, that's just what I think, Rob. I mean, and look, the N-word, the slur, and Negro.
Right.
They ain't that close.
They ain't that close.
I get that the root and some is similar. But
it ain't close.
No, it's not like, no, come on.
He's suspended indefinitely. We'll see what happens, but my God.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We out of here. Keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Peace!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.